Good morning there, Stormy. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. We got so much going on in this world. I only got a few minutes here. But, you know, we got the war going on. We got severe storms going on. The crazy world of inflation. But the biggest question is, how's your bracket look? How's your bracket look? Good Lord Almighty. What in the hell was that yesterday? 9-7 on my first day. You know you're in trouble when you're already looking at your Sweet 16 to see what you got left after the first day of the tournament. Good morning to you, Andy Morgan. I'm like, what the hell? Thanks, Kentucky. By the way, I threw it out late last night. Kentucky fans aren't going to like this. I'm catching some hell from my Lexington brethren up there. For people that don't know, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky for about 3 years. Kentucky's the team in the state of Kentucky, period. People even live in the city of Louisville don't like Louisville. Everyone loves Kentucky. They love Kentucky basketball. It's time for John Calipari to go. I like John. I know he's made billions of dollars for his institution. I know he's made billions of dollars for his players. I know that all five guys go in the first round every stinking year. But to lose to St. Peter's in the first round, inexcusable. And I was trying to figure out an analogy. I went back and looked. He's been to one Final Four in the last 9 years. He's been to two Final Fours and one championship in the last 10. If you want to make an analogy, you would say with Alabama football. And listen, he's winning 26, 27 games every single year. That's fine. But you don't come in to Kentucky basketball making over $9 million a year to get bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's time for John Calipari to go. Al Cooper, good morning to you, man. It's time to go. It's time to move on. Kentucky will always get great players. Kentucky's always a blue blood. It's legendary status as a basketball school will always be there. It's time to move on, man. John Calipari's been there a long time. I know they love him up there. But if I'm a true blue Kentucky basketball fan, it's time for John Calipari. This would be like Alabama going 10-2 or 9-3 every year for 10 years. Ain't good enough. It ain't good enough. It is championship or nothing. They should be in the Sweet 16 every stinking year. Look at the Dukes, the North Carolinas. Look at these basketball teams that are there every single year. It ain't good enough, man. It is not good enough. It's time to get John Calipari there. You heard it here first. Also, my bracket's blown up. And by the way, Santo, I posted my son's bracket at Tony Curry Radio on Twitter if you want to take a look. He's fantastic. John David Lyons, good morning to you. Listen, anybody can win a bracket challenge once. Like the woman back in HR who's never watched a stitch of basketball will win once in a while. That's how hard it is. But to win twice is amazing. And my son has won like two or three times. He really knows what he's doing. So go to Tony Curry Radio on Twitter. You can see his bracket. He's probably doing a lot better than I am. Wanted to get into this Dolly Parton thing. We were on Fox 6 yesterday. Thanks to Janice Rogers and Mickey Ferguson and Dubs and Toy and all those guys. They're great. Jeremy, I love those guys. We're on Fox 6 every single Thursday. Curry and Claypo is. And we talked about the Dolly Parton thing. And Dolly Parton, of course, gracelessly, humbly, with humility, kind of backed out of the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting thing. They have a voting process where there's 16 artists, and you go to Rock and Roll Vote or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Vote, something like that, and you can vote for your favorite artist to get in. The problem with that is it's all 16 inductees, and a lot of people are voting for people who are already going to get in. Dolly Parton is one of those. Dolly Parton should be a slam dunk for induction for 2022 this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been doing it since 1986. The place opened in 1995. So she graciously said, listen, I appreciate it, but I'm not rock and roll. She's going to be coming out with a rock album. I didn't know if it was self-promotion or whatever. But anyway, it looked like a woman who could not take a compliment. And guys hate that. And women hate that too. When you pay someone a compliment, accept it. You can self-deprecate and say, oh, yeah, no, I don't look good in that dress. Or, oh, I appreciate it, but I really didn't work that hard for it. Blah, 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 blah. But take the compliment. And they're complimenting Dolly Parton by having her on this vote. And finally, at the age of 75, and a lot of people can make the argument it should have been a hell of a lot sooner that she's gotten an induction. Maybe that's part of her reason. Dolly knows she's the GOAT. She knows how important she is. She's a very important businesswoman. Probably works no harder than any other woman, not only in country, but music, period. She deserves to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out late yesterday and said, Dolly, we love you. That's one of the reasons we have you in for induction in 2022. This is the reason why you're the best. You're the GOAT. You're unbelievable. And so with all due respect, you will continue to get votes. And now the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just needs to put her in, and then she'll have to show up, and it'll be great. So congratulations to Dolly. She's slam dunk. Dolly Parton should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We made the argument yesterday, well, it's not rock and roll. Porter Wagner's in, Johnny Cash is in, Hank Williams Sr.'s in. There's a ton of people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that aren't rock and roll. And I want people to understand that you can't just call it the Hall of Fame or the Music Hall of Fame. It's too boring. It's too vanilla. You had to have something on it. And there's a Gospel Hall of Fame. There's a Country Hall of Fame. There's all these different. But this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you've never got a chance to go, I implore you, if you like music at all, go up there. I promise you, you will absolutely love it. I'm not getting paid by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been up there 6 or 7 times. It's incredible. It's a bucket list. I want to go back again. It's wonderful, even though it's in Cleveland, Ohio. Clean up your bracket. I'm going to go watch some hoops with my boy here. I got a couple meetings to do. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's raining like hell down here in the South, storming all morning long. My dog's been in the bathtub since 3 o'clock this morning. It's hard to get a dog in a bathtub voluntarily. My dog went straight to the bathtub. I think he's been watching too much WBRC Fox 6 News weather coverage is what's happening. But I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Get after it. Betty Selman, good morning to you, my man. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully we can salvage some more brackets thanks to John Calipari. By the way, I only had Kentucky going to the round of 32, so it saved my ass because I've been screwed by them so many different times. That's the weird thing about the bracket challenge is every stinking year, you know it's going to happen. You know there's going to be a 15 beat a 2. You know there's going to be a 3. You know it's going to happen, yet you just can't write it down on that piece of paper. Next thing you know, you're 9-7 after your first day. And I did sports radio for 20 years. What the hell do I know? Have a great weekend. I love you, and we'll get after it this weekend. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's Tony Curry, Curry with a K, the Curry app. It's fantastic. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, classic rock. It's wonderful. And then we've got some killer shows. When in Rome with Stuart Rome today. He's from the Woodhouse Day Spa. He's doing a show about St. Paddy's Day, which was yesterday. We recorded it yesterday, but it's all Irish bands. The Cranberries, Them, U2, Thin Lizzy is on there. It's fantastic. Check that out. It airs at 1 and 7 today. And then the Damon Johnson Show, speaking of Thin Lizzy, that show airs at noon and 8. You can hear all the shows on the Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. I can hunt you down and I'll send you notifications. It's just a killer app. It's a killer classic rock app. Just download the app. Do me a favor today. Download the app. It takes you 5 seconds. You don't have to sign anything. You have to do anything. Download the app. Listen to it. Let me know what you think. If you don't like it, get out. If you love it, keep it and go with it. Enjoying the tens of thousands of people who've already done it. And then, if you miss any of these shows, because I know you're busy and you're going to be watching hoops all day, go listen to where you can find your podcast and search Tony Curry Radio, and it'll take you to Spotify, and you can listen to over 100 shows. Everything from Adapter Parish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klapo, Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. He's the executive director of the Jimmy Hill Mission. Fantastic show, runs on Wednesdays. Live Wire Wednesday, we have the Blues Almighty show. That was Blues Almighty with an exclamation mark. That show kicks ass if you love blues. It's a great blues classic rock show that airs on Thursday, and then the two shows I mentioned earlier, and then the classic hip-hop show that runs on Saturday night. So check it out. Have a wonderful weekend. I love you.